Hello, the ranch.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Jake. What you doing?
Just got done eating.
Yeah, what'd y'all have for supper?
Pizza. Pizza and salad. We're very health conscious. Salad balances out the pizza.
Well, you know, I went to New York a couple of weeks ago, and I had a plethora of pizza. I'm about pizzaed out right now.
Yeah, well, you can get plenty of good pizza in New York. I like New York-style pizza.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm more of like a New York-style pizza guy than a Chicago-style guy. Chicago, man, that deep dish stuff, man, it's like it's just too much. Like, it's too much crust.
Yeah, and then you can't hardly move for like 24 hours. But
true.
But that New York style, that's where it's at. That's where it's at for sure. So
agreed. How you been, dude?
Do what?
How you been?
Man, I have been I've been good. Been staying busy, you know, working here at the station and, you know, slinging a couple of suds here on the side. But, man, you know, you headlined Mile Zero Fest Key West the first year. And yeah. They actually invited me back last year to MC again, or to MC, and then they invited me back again this year to MC, so I'm gearing up for that, and, you know, just got Ranch Bash tomorrow, just all sorts of stuff, man.
I know, man. Ranch Bash is coming up. Dude, you're going to have a beautiful day for it. It's going to be so nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The weather looks amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. So, what are you up to tonight? I mean, you said you had pizza and dinner and all that. Was that...
Yeah. Well, no, I'm home with the fam tonight. I've been home for I think 5 or 6 days, which is the longest like 5 or 6 day stretch I've been home, I think, in the last 5 months or so. So enjoying that. We're having a little Halloween get together with some family and some old friends tomorrow. So we've been doing yard work today, getting everything looking good and spooky and all that good stuff. So yeah, today's been very very domestic. No music business stuff today, but we've been having fun.
Hey, well, mama had to get you to do those chores before you head out on the road again.
Yeah, I know. And I leave Tuesday. So yeah, we had to get everything taken, like trimming tree branches and, you know, doing, you know, all the stuff, getting everything ready, raking leaves and all that fun stuff.
Oh,
normal stuff.
Oh, man, I don't miss all that yard work. I rent right now.
Hey, man, you know, like days like today, it's like I think you're probably in a better boat because, yeah, it was a lot. We got up and got on it today. We just finished getting everything ready to go and then shoved some pizza in my face, and here we are.
Well, very nice. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me a little bit tonight.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you. This was actually, you know, this was my idea. I wanted to give you a holler and talk to you a little bit. And, you know, you and I go back a long way. And we've had a big last couple of weeks with, you know, two records dropping and all that. And I still like to reminisce on the fact that you used to get in trouble for playing my music on the radio a long, long time ago. So I thought it was fitting to give you a holler and say hi and little hometown shout out and all that good stuff.
I remember back in the day, and keep in mind, I mean, what was this? What, like 2010, maybe?
Yes, yeah, because it was right after the Les Wise record came out. So
yeah,
specifically, I remember it was Been Around. You started playing Been Around just on your own accord, and the program director that was at the station, you know, before that point was having none of it.
And, no. There was a sign, and it was taped to the soundboard that said, "We do not play Cody Jinks."
You know what? It was funny. Ironically enough, though, there's probably still some of those signs at various radio stations around America, but. No, you know, anyway, we go back a long way, Ben. And,
yeah.
I mean, hell, dude, I've stayed at your house and, you know.
yep.
Had beers together and all that good stuff, man.
So oh, yeah. Well, you know, I had to come over and hang out with you when you weren't on the road before Mama got home. And then once Mama was home, it was like, time for family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's There's a big line there. It's once mom and the kids are home, it's all about that. But yeah,
exactly. Well, man, tell me about the records. I mean, I've been jamming one of them.
Yeah. Well, okay. What happened was we went into the studio with about 18 songs, and when you go in with that many songs, you usually culling down to, 12, 13. You'll go cut everything and then see which ones stick. But while we were out there, just had some good songwriter friends of mine come out, and we were able to get 22. And so we were like, well, let's just do a double record. And we it truly is a double record. It's kind of a concept thing. The Wanting, which came out today, mm-hmm. is, if you listen to it, it's about, kind of more of the road stuff. After the Fire is kind of more of the home stuff. So we put After the Fire out last week, went number one with it, and then we put The Wanting out today. So it truly is a double record. We released them individually a week apart just because we like to mess with people, and nobody does that, and it's a weird thing to do, but we've never done anything along the way anyway, so that's kind of how it came to be. But just super happy with it, man. So I told my wife last night, because it dropped at like midnight or so, and I walked into the bedroom, she was already asleep, and I had gotten a text that the record was dropped, it's done, both records are out. And I was just like, I feel like I can come up for air now.
Yeah.
We've been working so hard so long on this project. 22 songs is a lot. So I just felt like it's like, all right, cool, I can breathe,
Well, and that's a lot of studio time. There's just so much work, I mean, as you know, that goes into that kind of stuff. And I mean, you had some co-writes on there as well, one that's been popping up quite a bit. So the co-write with our very own Mr. Larry Hooper.
Hoop, man. Yeah, Larry and I have written together before, I've known and been friends with Larry. I talked to Larry today. He shot me a text message today, and we went back and forth for a minute. But great guy. One, like, super, just one of the most awesome people ever. But, he's got the title track to After the Fire. That's, that's a song that he sent me the idea for, and he sent me the idea, and we wrapped it up that same day. We did it all over the phone, but I'm as happy for him and for everybody else that wrote on this record as I am for myself, because it truly is just a bunch of my friends that helped me do this. And I'm just, I'm so proud of and proud for Larry and everybody else that had a hand in it, man. And, Larry being a local guy, makes it that much cooler.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's one of the things that you're always good about, is like you stay close to your roots and you keep those folks involved, and it's cool. You had him, you had old TJ Tennessee Jet on there. Let's see.
Yeah.
I had a list over in front of me, but it
oh my gosh,
now.
Paul Coffin. Ward Davis, Josh Morningstar.
He just played in town recently. Morningstar just played in town recently.
Yeah. Just a ton of good writers, man. Think Like You Think was David Banning, who he's a Fort Worth guy as well. We wrote that song years and years ago. I'd have to sit down and look at the track list to remember who all had a hand in it. I mean, it's just it's just a bunch of my friends, and I couldn't be more proud to So I was talking with TJ last night. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. He was out heading out to Vegas for a string of shows with Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. And so he was up. So he was driving, and I was just telling him, I was like, dude, it's our friends. I was like, this is just a record full of our friends. And I couldn't be more pleased and happy to share that.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome when you get to surround yourself with, and in the work environment, quote unquote work environment, with your friends and people that you have kind of cut your teeth with in the area. So really cool, right? Okay. There, man. And that track with TJ is badass.
We had a good time. We really, really had a good time writing everything on this, and we wrote some of it here. We record out in El Paso at the Sonic Ranch, and we've done our last 4 or 5 records there. We're comfortable out there. So, most of the guys I've mentioned have been out there at one point in time, and we've got a lot of great songs you know, actually just being out there in that space. But, you know, a lot of them were written here, a lot of them were written there. And that's pretty much where it was. I don't write a lot on the road. When I'm on the road, you know, like just doing the tour thing, being on the bus, I really don't write a whole lot. I write more at home or out at the ranch. So it's always nice to have those guys come out and see what we can do.
Well, hell yeah, man. I see looking at your, looking at your schedule here, next Friday you're going to be out in Fredericksburg at the Backyard Amphitheater, and then Saturday at Nacogdoches County Exposition and Civic Center. And after that, you're moseying on out to Georgia and North Carolina, Arkansas, Illinois, all that kind of stuff. So big run coming up ahead of you. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Anything else coming up out of the Cody Jinx outfit or maybe even with the fam?
No, I don't know what else we could do, man. Two records released in 2 weeks is busy, but just glad to be back home. We did Corpus Christi in Houston last week, and this whole year, that was the fourth and fifth show we played in Texas. So this coming weekend, that'll be the sixth and seventh show we've played in Texas. We've been out on the road, you know, just all over the place. So it's good to be home. It's good to have the Texas dates right around, you know, both weeks when each individual album was released. So just, man, I'm glad to be home. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But we do have some cool stuff coming out, man. We're launching a fan club, calling it the Fam Club,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll be rolling that out here probably in the next month or so. And, you know, we'll tour till probably about the second week of December and take the holidays off and then re-gear and, you know, go support those new records next year.
Well, hell yeah, man. Looking forward to catching a show soon. And I've got two things before I let you go, because I know you're still doing family stuff. One, I don't know if you saw, but I got hacked on the Book of Faces by Malone and Heather up here. They told the fine folks that I was going to shave my beard off, and I remember you did that earlier this year, and we talked about it. You said,
don't do it. I shaved my beard off in February, and nobody knew that I did it, and right after I shaved it off, we went to Alabama and did a show with Jamie Johnson. Like 7,000 people in this arena, and I walked on stage and nobody knew who I was, and it would sound like crickets, and it was one of the most terrifying moments of my life. I was like, everybody knows who I am, but they don't know this is me. And then I just felt naked, and I kept grabbing for it. You know, I was like,
it's a habit. You do that. You grab for it.
You do, and it took me weeks to come out of that. So, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Just say no.
Just don't, man. Yeah.
Right on. And are we looking at another Loud and Heavy Fest maybe next year?
Yes. Yes, we are. We missed it this year. We had so much going on. It was too much to do this year. You know, I would have liked for it to have been like a second annual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't able to make that happen. It's really not that big, but yeah, we're going to come back out. Last year it was in the summertime, it was really, really hot. We did it, you know, on my birthday, which is in third week of August. So it's a little warm. I'm thinking this next year, we're going to try to pull for spring.
Okay.
So, you know, whenever I have more updates for sure, we'll post that and let you know and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Well, sounds good to me, man. It's great to hear from you, and great to catch up.
It is, man. You know what? Sometime off the air, no radio stuff, no music stuff. We need to go have a beer. I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, me too, man. It's been a minute, and we could go shoot some guns or go fishing or whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
Hell yeah, dude. You can come out the house, man. We can go shoot guns in my backyard.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll see you whenever you're going to be back in town, maybe after that Nacogdoches run before you head out to Georgia. Maybe we can get together sometime.
I'd love to, man. I'd love to. Thank you for the time. Thanks for letting me call in. Just want to tell you, hey, tell you guys up at the ranch, we love you. Thank you for everything. And, you know, all my Fort Worth, my hometown people, you know, thanks for supporting us over these years. And thank you for getting these new records. And, you know, we'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good, man. I appreciate it.